the Spirit, but just a few things. Hallelujah. Matthew 28, from verse 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them. Let me get there quickly. From verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in the earth. He said, go in therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the ends of the world. Amen. So then this will be Jesus' instruction for any 40 days. Hallelujah. So the Bible, if we read Mark will say, Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Luke will say, and that repentance and remission of sin be preached in his name among all nations, and you are witnesses of this thing. Amen. 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 So, you will discover that the scripture is a book of instruction. A book of instruction. The Bible is a book of instruction. Instructions as regards the life God has called us into. God has called us into a life in His purpose. A life in the Spirit. He has called us into the life in His purpose. Right? He has called us into life in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So, the Bible is full of instruction as regards the things of the Spirit. As regards the life we've been called to live. Hallelujah. Okay, the life of the Spirit. So, let's see something. God's instruction. Genesis 1, you find God's instruction. Genesis 2, you find God's instruction. Genesis 3, you find God's instruction. So, the Bible opens up with God's instruction. God created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. In 1:26, in 1:28, He says, replenish, subdue the earth. Hallelujah. So, you can't read the Bible and not read instructions. So they say, no, we are in a time of grace. They should not knock your head. Hallelujah. We are in a time of grace. Instruction is the law. The Ten Commandments is instruction. No. The Bible is the book of instruction. In fact, I put it like this. The Bible is the book of God's commandment. No, I can't say commandment. I've told you that the word Ten Commandments doesn't mean, like people call it Ten Commandments, it's actually the Moses wrapping up his doctrine, or God's doctrine about God into 10 words. So, commandment there is doctrine of God. Amen. So we are no longer under the law. What do you think is law? No longer under the law. I am thinking Ten Commandments is the law. Go and read the scripture and see what Paul was talking about in Galatians when he said we are no longer under the law. Hallelujah. We've done that study. Say, Moses is dead. We'll see that in convention. Is Moses really, really dead? Yeah, we'll see that in convention. Let's leave that for convention. So, book is a book of instruction. Hallelujah. So, let's see something in 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. Thessalonians 5, 1 verse 16. Remember I said the book of instruction. Look at what it says in verse 16. Are you there? 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Are you in verse 16? What did you see there? He says what? Rejoice forevermore. Hallelujah. It's an instruction. So we have an instruction in scriptures to rejoice. Hallelujah. Rejoice forevermore. Hallelujah. 17. Pray without ceasing. These are instructions. Rejoice forevermore. Hallelujah. You know, I thought that I saw one of our post 2017. Oh no. I said we have believers without even knowing. I said something there. I said the believer has been called into a life of rejoicing. Amen. I said a few things there. I said, rejoice is how we stabilize the environment around you. Hallelujah. Just rejoice.
Learn to rejoice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Irrespective of what is happening around you,
just learn to have time to rejoice.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's our situations around you. Rejoice.
Now, is that instruction? I'm not telling you. Is that instruction from the Word of God? Rejoice forevermore. He says, therefore, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Hallelujah. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 19. Quench not the Spirit. Did you see that? Quench not the Spirit. He used that word to quench there. Is the word used that is related to fire. So, if you look at it critically, it says, quench not the Spirit's fire. Hallelujah. They have given you two things before now that is about the Spirit. It says, rejoice forevermore. Hallelujah. It says, pray without ceasing. In other words, quench not the Spirit's fire. Hallelujah. Sorry, I missed one. Rejoice forevermore. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks. In other words, quench not the Spirit's fire. These are instructions. Quench not the Spirit fire. Now, when you use the word quench not the Spirit fire, it involves an activity. So, quenching not the Spirit fire is not out of, or is not void of an activity. Amen? What if I do nothing? Doing nothing is an activity. Hallelujah. So, how do you quench the Spirit fire is activity, not taking on the activities of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You are quenching. Hallelujah. So you have said rejoice forevermore. Pray without ceasing, give thanks. Now, look at the next thing. So, when he used the word quench not the Spirit fire, he therefore tells you that a believer can quench the Spirit's fire.
Hear that? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Quench not the Spirit's fire.
So that means a believer can quench the Spirit's fire. You can see the fire of the Spirit somewhere and then you quench it. You can quench it.
Okay, you can. We can.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we have instructions not to. Not to. Hope you're hearing me. We have instructions not to. Hallelujah. The next thing there is what? Despise not prophesying.
This has to do. Now, what is listing out here are activities that you find, or activities that carries the fire of the Spirit. Pray without ceasing. Rejoice forevermore. Now he says, quench it not. He says, despise not prophesying. So that means when a believer despises prophesying,
he's quenching the Spirit fire. Let's take a look at that word to despise. It's the word exotenio. E-X-O-U-T-H-E-N-E-O. It's a shade of another word, exodenio. E-X-O-U-D-E-N-O-O. A shade of the word. Jesus used that word in Mark. Jesus used the word in Mark chapter 9 verse 12. Mark 9 12. Let's see that quickly. Mark 9:12. It says, and the other man said to them, Elias verily came first and restored all things. And how it is written of the Son of Man that he must suffer many things and be set as naught. That is the word there, to be set as naught. Hallelujah. To be set as naught. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, that word, exotenio, is some another word, O-U-D-E-I-S.
or old days. It's a word that means nothing. Nothing. So the word exotenio implies to treat with contempt. To treat with contempt. To see as common. To see as common.
To treat with contempt.
Let's see where those words, where that word exotenio is used. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 28. He says, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised. Did you see that? Despised. Say, have God chosen? Yea. And the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. Did you see that? Which are despised. That is it. And he calls those things that are despised the things which are not. 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 11. Okay, verses 4 first. It says, if then ye have judgment of things pertaining this life, set them to judge who are the least esteemed in the church. That's the word least esteemed. Least esteemed. When you esteem high, to place high, least esteemed to set as naught. Did you see that? In verse 11, he uses the same word. And said, and such were some of you. Oh, sorry. I just like Romans 6:11. I mean 1 Corinthians 16:11. You have that down? Romans 14:3. Let's rush back to 2 Corinthians 10:10. Skip some things. For his letter say they are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible. That's the word, contemptible. Romans 14:3. He says, let him that eateth despise not him that eateth not despise. That's what despise. Verse 10. Why dost thou judge thy brother, or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? At naught. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that word means to treat with contempt. To treat as, let me put it like, to treat as too common. You know, in a Holy Ghost meeting, in a believer's meeting, the best gift is the utterance gift, right? Right? Is the utterance gift. Tongues, interpretation, prophesying, right? Is the utterance, and this is the window to every other activities in the Holy Ghost meeting. You know that you can get to that point. People can, not you. Hallelujah. People can get to that point where they do not just tongue. To treat with contempt, to despise prophesying, is in twofold. Right? Is in twofold. But I'll take it one after the other. Is in twofold. To despise it would mean when you feel you know how it's done. No. That's stupidity. Okay, that's stupidity. You can be stupid. Amen? You know, Paul told the church at the church in Galatians that he called them foolish because they felt they could start doing the working in the flesh. Amen. Amen. And then a believer can act stupid in a Holy Ghost meeting. When you're supposed to prepare for the meeting. So you are buying time. supposed to start preparing for the meeting before time. Say, no, when it's time, it's not just tongues and interpretation. You are treating it as call. You are treating it with contempt. Is it not just tongues and then revelation? Something we just, some people even process what they are going to say or to. Holy Ghost. Before you enter the meeting, you already process this in your head. I'll just say, move higher, turn left, turn left. So every tongue you are saying before the meeting is just taboo because you master what to say. It's content. Hope you hear me. Is there a place where I can get words before the meeting? Yes, there's a place for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Where you have words for someone even before it goes into the meeting. That can happen. But not when you begin to, when you attempt to solve formula in your brain. Everybody I see today, I'm just telling you, there's a call in your hand to write.
Right. So, there's a call to write. You did not, you are sitting in the content.
Hope you hear me. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. See, you can want to get into that family, that danger zone. Amen. Because you've not prepared well. So that when I'm not having Holy Ghost with you, I will not carry last. God, you don't prepare. Last. You know, I hear a word for last. You hear nothing. You are processing. I will look for ways to do it.
Some people, they want to deal with some people. I'm going to. This guy. Okay, I'll do it. Chase me. He's looking for my trouble. Ha!
Love that. This is what I am not blessed. Amen.
Don't despise it. Hallelujah. Don't despise it. See.
Let me tell you something. Anytime. I'm going to teach you how to prepare as you come for a Holy Ghost for conversion. And that should be how you prepare for every conversion. Hallelujah. How you get into the plug. How you get into the plug in every time.
Hallelujah. See tomorrow. Hallelujah. I'm your pastor.
Amen. So I'll teach you how to get into the flow. Even before the meeting, you can get into the flow. Hallelujah. Okay, enemy. Glory to God.
And then even up until I'm your pastor. Amen. I'm going for all the work. Those of you that followed me during even the last believer's conversion by church communication, I am in going in for the meeting. I am ready.
Amen. Because I'm not going to be. I should never be found despising it. How about going for a meeting and then the head word and after the meeting is done, you forgot everything. Because you are not holding it here. Hallelujah.
You yourself be treated with contempt.
Hallelujah. This is not just tongues. Your words. This is not interpretation. Hallelujah. Another activity you can think of that will be a despising of prophesying with ease. When you say, you are going, I will just hear. Okay, but they are despising. They are going to make some people, like this time, when Duncan is appreciated, let me come out, when they swore. They are despising. Amen. Okay, but this is why Paul,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, he will use the word to convert the best.
Convert the best gift. Hallelujah.
The best gift. Now when you use the word to convert there, it's the word that deals with to stay red hot.
Zeal. To stay red hot. To stay hot. Hallelujah. Stay red hot. payment hot is how you flow with it and how you receive. You see, that is how most of people define it. How you flow and how you receive. You stay red hot. You stay red hot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay red hot. How you flow with it and how you receive from another believer. How you flow and how you receive. So you can tribute contempt even when it comes how you receive from another believer. Hallelujah. So that we get used to how another person flow with the Spirit.
Just call the name. You always send me from the 1 to the 2. He will always say, so fear the Lord. So pastor fear the Lord.
You don't quench. No. Hallelujah. Amen. Now this, how you flow and how you receive, convert the best gift, and how you flow and how you receive, is a kind of a contrast with 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Look at what it says. I've heard some people, you read it in the wrong way. Look at 1 Thessalonians 5:21. It says, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Prove all things.
Now that will prove that the Bible says to test all things. So instead of you to receive not the Holy Ghost, you are going to test. No, I mean by test. Your mind is, you call the Holy Ghost to tell you, you are wearing an antenna. Who is saying the wrong thing? Hey! So you are testing. Your antenna is on. Somebody in the Holy Ghost which is going to tell you one thing. Holy Ghost is going to tell you what somebody thought. Then it sounded like the tongue of the devil. How? All you let in the Holy Ghost meeting was to hear the tongue of the devil. Are you not Jude? Eh? You are not tongue tester. Jehovah is your name.
You alone know the tongues of men and the tongues of angels and the tongues of the devil. Then look at that word. Listen to that lady. Say the tongue she's speaking is the tongue of the devil. Interesting. Even with your pastor, I don't have such grace. Amen. Amen.
I know the person has grown past that today, but it was funny. Amen. Because when they say it doesn't sound like you read tongues.
How does this sound? In the Holy Ghost speaks, you know. You know everything. I don't listen to how he gets to be speaking tongues. I have to tell you
now. This song is not, this is a Roman tongue.
It's not of God. How do you know? I don't know. Nonsense. They are testing it. Bible says what is there is approve of. That's the word there, to approve. Amen. When they prove all things there, I mean when he says there that you should prove all things there, he's talking about to approve all things. Then you hold fast to that which you see.
Did you see that? You approve all things. You don't say you begin to let this is a mistake.
No! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You hold fast to that which is good. That which is good.
It's not enough. I'm just missing what's wrong with you.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So we stay red hot. We stay red hot to receive and to bless. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You stay red hot to receive and to bless. And you know in a believer's meeting, how God will bless you is through fellow believers. It's through fellow believers. God deposits in a brother, in a sister, all that you need. At least I've taught you that for a while. I've talked it out. Some few weeks back, right? On Thursday, I told you how God provides. God's mechanism of provision is through fellow believers. So God puts in a sister, in a brother, all the things. Hallelujah.
Hope you're following me. That's how God does it. Hallelujah. Therefore, how God is going to bless you is going to be true fellow believers.
True fellow believers.
That means I must therefore esteem the fellow believer.
I must esteem the fellow believer.
Hallelujah.
I told you. That if there's anything you must keep away from me as a believer,
during, before, during, and after the Holy Ghost mission should be what? Strife, jealousy, envy. Hallelujah. Strife, jealousy, envy. Because you show that you're the power of God.
The power of God. You know we said the Holy Ghost fire is moving just like a man. It can be short circuited. Over here, me. Amen.
Don't worry, we're going to have some raw experiences.
I'll just give you a bit of it. This is,
and I'll have raw experiences. Please, I want to beg you guys.
Please, don't bring this chair. Sorry, we can't come. Maybe just withdraw. Rent chair and prepare to rent. Pay, drop money. For the ones that will get broken. We're going to have more experience.
Okay, everybody. I'm not joking. I am telling you the trick. We're going to have more experience.
I don't just want to have two. I'm going to tell you what you're going to do in the meeting and after the meeting.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. So you are must learn to esteem the fellow believer. Let's be fast now. We'll leave on time.
Honor is a very important virtue therefore in a Holy Ghost meeting.
Not just in the Holy Ghost meeting, in the believer's life. Honor. I have it here. Honor is a very important virtue before, during, and after a Holy Ghost meeting. Why? You cannot see, look up, you cannot choose who God is going to use.
God is going to use men, yes, but you cannot choose who God is going to use. So you can't afford to get into strife, dishonor with anybody. Because God is going to use anybody, even if you can put yourself in any chair. But yes, where you see it doesn't mean it's necessary in the life that God is going to use. God is going to use anyone. But I should give an example. He said,
about his friend, he was sick.
But it was his friend that God used. In everything, his friend that laid there so he can sleep 5 hours. His friend. You want to hear the...
He did not just the mood, didn't he?
Some people are like that. They choose...
And they don't know, except it is pastor that lives after. You know what you have there that will fall.
What nonsense talk is that?
You are not choosing where to go. I don't know
to go. You can tell me as old as you are.
What's wrong with you?
You know, we... Yes, but we still have those kind of mindset. I say to me, I won't fall when it happens. I'm higher than you. The letter will bow to the greater. What else is stupid talk? Until one day we had a wonderful meeting. Well, today I will call it the Holy Ghost meeting.
He just said,
that guy planned it. He planned it.
Amen.
We're having a meeting. I'm just saying. Just keep the meeting.
Man of God, bring your Bible.
We're going to see something like that.
Bring your Bible. It is open to no one. And I was open. He now took it right from my eyes. He took it from my eyes, literally. He took it from my eyes. And then he opened it and said, see. How many things? He took it like I was trying to open it. He took it from my hands. We're not singing, you know. Singing. And then he took it from my hands. He now opened it himself. Now said, see. What was the meaning of see? I don't know. But he said, see it here. My eyes went up. Boom! I shouted and I was on the top.
Yeah? Those are raw experiences. Yeah. When I stood up.
My God, why me? This was as far back as far as there was my head. So, I just stood up. And I'm going to do my whole back. I took the sleeper. I said, Lord, hold me, hold me, hold me! Maybe! And he held me. He was close to death. And I remember I came to collect the sleeper from the last one. I went, well, that's funny. No. Now, what is the thing about me? I have to, don't worry. Oh, I mentioned it again. Don't worry, take it out from me. Don't worry, take it out from me. Don't worry, take it out from me. We had a glorious time last night. Hallelujah. Amen. I broke my leg. I couldn't walk. Because I fell down in the wrong way. Several times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, after that same time, We just said, let's hold our hands and just thank God. No songs, so we're not preaching. Just held our hands. I was just singing, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love that cannot be broken. Why we're singing that song was because there was already an issue on things. There was a problem. I want to know the problem. In our branch at Block City, where I was. Now this was our branch in Essie. About the city where I was, there was already serious turmoil. Serious turmoil. Like it was hot. Persecution left, right, center, forward, backward, everywhere. I was looking at that, are you sure we can do this ministry? So I came for a meeting on Friday. I was just in my hands. I just said discussing today. You know what's happening? What's happening? So let's come. We will have our hands. As we held our hands, we just said, why not together with you? That in even as much as this is happening in the world, we will not leave our hands. That's what we're just doing. I will just hold our hands. As we were doing that, because I think my hands were glued into the other person's hands. You know what I'm talking about? My hands was glued into. So we just had that expression. Like there's something locking our hand, even while we try to flee. For the power of God. Hallelujah. That's what kind of experience. I know what. All of us together. We didn't say 1, 2, 3. All of us went out. Amen. People came out of there asking what was happening, but we know it was the power of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We used to have one big guy like that already. To have a big guy in the room, very big, bigger than this. This is learning. Big, huge guy. But my baptism. We call him Bronze Lenny. He's still not two people before his brother like my age. Bronze Lenny. You know where you want to lay hands, you are stretching up your hand. Yeah. We lay hands on him. Get it! Brother, the one that shot there, Lenny! Because he went to give my mom. Lenny! The whole block in the night. We're not ashamed. That's the power of God. Hallelujah. You can't tell me today that was slave. Which slave? Which slave? Which slave? That I had this location. I was limping home. And the brother on my side wasn't telling me, go and drink rum, go and drink. Go and drink and go get you. Go and drink. No! I was limping home. And he told me that when you get home, put your hands on the leg and you'll be healed. Okay, put your hands on the leg and healed. How did he say? He said, don't you know what we have received? It's called power. I go home. I lay my hands on the leg.
couldn't walk.
I put my head there again.
I started praying in tongues, praying very loud. I got the power of that meeting.
Amen. My mom got angry because I was supposed to join them in morning devotion. But I didn't because I couldn't move.
He didn't even know what was happening to me.
I couldn't move. So she got angry, just came out and said, "You, she's not going to, you are a fucking man of God." Mother can be very interesting.
"You are a man of God."
And I said, "If I go and tell this little." As soon as I said, "Go and do it."
I was praying,
I just threw up. And I ran there and to today never had a day.
Amen.
I didn't even know. It was in the hand that the bed is no longer there.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Imagine there was no brotherly. We didn't esteem ourselves in that meeting.
We just look at that. How can tension lay hands on me and I will fall?
No! My Zoe will carry.
Surely your Zoe will carry.
Amen. How can a man you fan lay hands on me? An Arsenal fan. How? How?
When he is not Chelsea.
You are doing yourself in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir. Eh? You are doing yourself. This is it.
See.
Yes, power of God. Say power of God.
Power of
God. Amen.
Yes.
We will catch power. We go catch power. Not at all. See, there are meetings that have shaped my life. Meetings that will have. I was not all that very confident in preaching. Don't think that I was this confident guy that was always preaching with their suit. No! No!
Oh my God.
No! The reason why this bowl is the product of meeting. It's a product of the fact that I fellowship with brethren. What can I learn from it?
Let me show you something. Hallelujah. Amen. And say, "Is it not just my friend?" No. You must learn to see believers in their office. That's hollow. That's hollow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how you might know, say, no matter how well you know a person, it's not there an opportunity for you to dishonor. See, many times, it is people closer to you that easily fall into that danger.
They are falling into that danger of dishonor. I call it the dishonor boat, the dishonor ship. Just fall in there. Close relatives. Hallelujah. Amen. It is called the familiarity
trap. You fall into the familiarity trap. Some people don't know how to switch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, many times, you know too much about a person in the natural. Sometimes you can know. Sometimes the person can even be working under you. That can be staff. Imagine MD and Sister Ayo. Maybe Sister Ayo is MD, is MP. And say, how can my staff give me word? Say, how? My staff.
And I used to say, you want to make me coffee? The coffee is not well drink. My staff. That all you say is, I'm going to think of what I'm going to pay her. That's what I'm telling me. You will rise and you will die. Are you not paying me? You know, you can fall into that kind of familiarity trap. In a trap. Familiarity.
You know all these boxers.
I don't. I even know the one is there. That's why I say even.
Familiarity trap.
Close people. Amen. Close people. Doesn't even know how to wash plates. Familiarity trap. You now come for Holy Ghost meeting. Hold that in your head.
I don't wash feet. I don't wash feet. I'm giving you word. I have to remind him to brush his feet. I'm giving you word.
That is, monkey has gone to market and he has gotten missing in the market. You don't know?
You can enter into that trap. Familiar.
And it's not a joke.
Not a joke.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But you know what? You aren't going to have that as a reason to dishonor. In as much as you know someone too well in the natural. Amen. I'm not now saying during Holy Ghost speaking.
Now I'm going to meet you. Now I'm going to meet your pastor. Hey! He will slap you. Can you pass that to your pastor?
You can't do that though. What are you doing? That's a pastor who can lay hands anyway.
Now that this pastor will come, you will be willing to be inside. Hey, you need to stop me at the gate. Come here! And you ask him, so you have to fall.
No.
This is about that we are having Holy Ghost to deliver to
then till that point of leader.
Amen. Can we be in a group and then the power of God is there, we all receive it. Yes. But I'm not telling you now go and lay hands. There's still order in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
How
about Jesus?
Thank you. Pastor said, you know the thing I just had, Pastor said, yeah, yeah.
Holy Ghost speaking.
That is disorder has started. And I said, I've never seen this before.
you say it! Disorder has started. Oh, I mean, that you will come again. Disorder.
Amen. Hey, there's no disorder. Hallelujah. Amen. But we can receive together.
Hallelujah. Okay, we can receive together.
So they might fall into the familiarity trap. So honor isn't because it is Holy Ghost meeting. No.
Hallelujah. But it is the believer's lifestyle. Always. Hallelujah. Okay, I hope you are following me.
I was supposed to give an example here, I forgot it.
Okay. Is a believer's lifestyle always. Always. Second. Don't say, God is the Holy Ghost meeting. So let me now do No.
Let me just quickly hold on. No. Hallelujah. Always. Your lifestyle always. Honor. You must learn how to stay within that range of honor.
See, to flow from honor to dishonor is just a thin line. It's a thin line. And it starts with the brother, the sister around you. How did you even save his name on your phone? Ken Sean.
You're a Ken Sean. What do you even call him? Philemon!
So the Philemon are now one thing. When it starts to you, the Philemon are having
fun. There's such a thing about calling people. You see, you are breaking. How you do? What about calling doctrine? Say his name like that to me. Pastor Philemon. Not that they don't even become pastor. I have joined ministry before he came and he had to give up. No. Amen. That shows honor. You can easily receive from someone you call brother, sister, pastor. I've already gone by guy name.
Instead of calling Bola, I call you now, right?
Bolintin.
How far?
Bolintin.
How can you meet him on her?
There's a wrong, look sick.
Retired wants to not give you up. You have to take a retired.
Somebody is giving in. Because he has two or he has three.
Hey, okay, for example, okay, this guy just walks in now. I know him like when this is my list, but then when I know him. I mean, like a chance of this. Let imagine the Holy Ghost is. And he now wants to minister to me. And I've not stopped seeing him do well. I've been seeing him. You think I'll be able to receive from him? When I know him, I didn't even know him by his name first. He knows how I know him. You're by him.
You don't know the history of that, so just keep quiet.
Robahim. Now imagine not giving you a hand, Robahim.
P5.
Robahim. How the wrong is this? Even if what he's saying is on the Holy Ghost. Do you get it? Amen. Is not giving you a hand,
Abel. Jam.
Exam. Scale. That bad boy taking pastor giving me what? This wicked guy that to buy dog. How will you receive from him? Do you see that? So the best way to run away from familiarity trap is change how you call people. Come on, hear me. From today, if you have anybody you call by Ghani, change it. Change it. Quickly. Because many times, it doesn't matter if that's what I'm speaking. Amen. Many times. It doesn't matter if that's what
glory to God. Glory to God. Change what you call them. Change what you save their name with. It's an easy way to receive. Antity.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How about that?
How about all the person only five? Not only five. It's only the Dracula.
Change the name! Yeah? Only five, call. Donut me. Jam donut.
Change the name first. You have to get out of the familiarity zone. Let's see here. Look at Mary in scriptures. Look at Mary.
Mary is the mother of Jesus. I hope you know that. In fact, if Mary is the person in the hardest situation of familiarity.
She is the person in the hardest situation because she gave birth to Jesus. Jesus sucked her breath. Don't you say, ah, it's not the bread. I say, so Jesus sucked his breath. Heavenly breath. Jesus sucked her breath. When Jesus was caught, Jesus was urinated. On Pampa. Okay, there was no Pampa. Napkin.
Don't know what is napkin. Napkin is the ancient name for Pampa. Pampa is more than that.
Napkin. Or pieces. You don't have money for nothing, you buy pieces. Don't worry about pieces.
Even Mary said Jesus.
Now imagine their war. Maybe they don't have pieces. Pieces is where you don't have money to buy nothing. That's where they beat expensive. Now buy, you now cut steel wrapper into the size of nothing. Now you just do nothing. You wear the baby pants, now put pieces inside.
Come on, Peter.
So that's why it's Mary. Mary. Jesus was excreted in the sitting room.
You know, Jesus is God. Hey, he's not.
He is!
I love God. Maybe, sorry. He is the same child that was supposed to be Savior.
We may have beaten him when he was born.
Yes. And I'm here beating his first one beating him because they are Savior. Hey, I'm beating him.
Maybe took him for circumcision. Maybe saw his private part and washed it, taking his bed. He saw this, he saw him grow. And yet, that same means in Acts of Apostles chapter 1 is Jesus' disciple. Ah! You!
Because of, you just know somebody once, because you win the patient once in year 3.
And I say, follow me. What did you know? I to beat him, I to trash him. To trash him. Now I'm going to give you what?
Somebody, Jesus' mother. Nine papa, nine Peter, nine Christopher, nine Shmena.
Are you following me? And yet! And yet, she was called his disciple. Look at something in Luke 2 verse 51. Yes. Luke 2:51. It says, this was when Jesus was left in the He stayed back in the temple, verse 49, when they came looking for him. I said, how is it that ye sought me, verse 49, wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. They reason that Jesus wasn't carrying his hands, I would say, I'm the Savior. He obeyed at home. Okay, hear me. I was subject to them. But her mother kept all these things in her heart. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kept it. So she knew how to switch.
In Acts 1:14, she was called, she was numbered with Jesus' disciples.
First number
with
Jesus' disciples. And the reason it wasn't far-fetched. Why Luke had to mention single out her name was to make you see her role
in his Luke account. To make you see that all these stories about Jesus' birth was gotten from Mary. Did you see that? Amen. So she played a role in the four Gospels. In writing the four Gospels, she was called Jesus' disciple. Mary, his mother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if Mary didn't switch to dishonor, you don't have a reason to dishonor. No man should ever
have a reason why he or she dishonored because of familiarity. No. Familiarity is always that key. If Mary couldn't, you don't have an education. Okay, so dishonor. You must let us see Mary in the office. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Someone else to watch again is James, Jesus' brother. Jesus had a brother. Had brothers. Two. James. James is his brother. They grew up together. They played together. They played go-go Power Rangers together. They played catch and thief together. Police and thief running, rather. Amen. They played catcher together. They did chopper mala together.
Which are they
again?
Yeah, they rode gere together. Which are they again? Yeah, they did I call on you together. They did sway together. They did tente together. Amen.
They played Ludo together, they played FPS together, they played table tennis together, they played Biro game together, they played everything together, they grew up together, they built it together. Okay. Amen.
He called Jesus Lord. Did you see that?
Look at James 1. James, that is his brother. Oh, see, I refuse to get into familiarity trap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what he said. James 1. 1. He said, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you see that? He called Jesus Lord. He called himself a servant of Jesus. Hallelujah. He did say, I, James, brother.
Nami follower. I, brother, Nami follower of Jesus. He used the word Lord. Kurios. Master. A word when throw it into the Hebrew is the word Adonai. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Master. Jesus. So he called himself Sabbath. If you get to Jude, Jude is his brother too. Jude says, I, servant of the Lord. And then he called himself, say, I, the servant of the Lord. And brother. Did you see that? Hallelujah. He didn't put I, brother. No, no. The I, servant. Servant.
Servant.
Look at how they called him.
Nobody there. Now me follow the first way follower. No. Hallelujah. Amen. If Mary was to have a book in scriptures, she didn't. But if Mary was to have a book in scripture, that's what she would have written. She would have written, I, servant of the Lord. It is, she would not write, I, mother. Mother is not a title. Hallelujah. Servant
of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at that pattern. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is honor. That is honor. No matter how you know anybody in your flesh, you must never fall into this dishonor boat or enter into the familiarity trap. It's a trap. It's a trap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And yet, these are people that were close to him in his family. They called him Kurios, Master. Yet, in Mark 6, he came to his own people, his own city. The Bible says,
they said, is this not Jesus the carpenter? His brothers and sisters are here. We know him now. Almost there. We know him. We know he came to, let's say, just enter the Edo Street. We know him. Jonathan, we know him. Is this this is, that is the man that left us. That is the woman that is, 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 familiarity. Familiarity.
Amen. Amen. He came to his own people. No, not his family. His family, we saw the result of his family, right? Bible says in in verses 5, he couldn't do any mighty work. That was the result of familiarity. He couldn't do any mighty work.
This is Jesus Christ that went about doing good, healing all the oppressed of the devil. Yet he goes to his own kingdom, his own village, and he couldn't do anything, any mighty thing. His brother in verse 4, he says, a prophet is but without honor in his own time. Did you see that? Honor. So that means when there is no honor, the power of God will not move. Jesus couldn't do, Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, he couldn't do any mighty work. That is to say, when he couldn't do any mighty work, meaning he laid hands and still doing it. I thought it's God. God knows it. God laid hands and nobody. He couldn't do any mighty work. Say he laid hands on two sick people. Him. Only people God healed. Only him. This is the same person that went, when now, 7 people will be healed. He got to his room. See, that means God cannot walk in this honor. This honor stops the power of God. Okay, that word honor there is the word in the Greek, timae.
Sime. It means to value, value. Is it for money? Value. Value. What value are you placing on fellow believers as getting to believer conversion? What value are you placing?
You're going to say this afternoon, I place value on the brethren. I place value on believers. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Place value. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because placing value is our lifestyle. Place value. Place value.
Let me tell you one time, but I just remember the example. Amen. Place value, not just of Holy Ghost meeting, you know, before God, it should be your lifestyle to place value on believers. Also to, when you place value, when you honor him, in answer, it's double honor to what? To who? Those who teach. Those who are your instructors in the Lord. Right? Your pastors, elders. Hallelujah. Amen. See, let me give this. There is no need. I observed this happen.
Let me pause. It's not. I don't. Learn to do that always. Wage war against this honor. Those things that bring this honor to you. Your pastor. Or concerning your pastor. How can you compare my pastor with who? How? Yeah. As in no, now how?
See, I tell you something. Pastor Shego Noika is in a class of no, I wonder. I'm going to send out a gift on the on the ship on my hand. Maybe you're the revelation. You know the problem of you comparing him how?
How? Amen. I just said, no. All these nonsense you said, we were trying to say. Go to livingwordmedia.org. Just listen to one message. Don't, not a series though. Just one track. Alone. Baba Labor.
Look at this now. You think we
are joking?
Look at books.
You'll be reading, your eye will just be dropping. Hey. Coming to tell me. Don't try to. Don't ever, ever, ever want to see my red side. Just talk about my pastor. I will sentence you to hellfire. Sharp, sharp hellfire. Amen. It's just like someone who was Pastor Shaku's friend now talking about Kenny Hagin in the wrong light.
Mistake. He didn't know. For example, they were about to block him. You block me. I will even block you on this call. Not a joke, but I will block you on this call. Blocking is the leading of the spirit now. You don't know? Mm-hmm. Look at what I posted online last week Sunday. Somebody wrote, I don't block where?
No stress. No, I cannot stress my brain.
Because there's no time to respond. Just match the block. Let's block.
I don't say anything again. Don't you think you need people? I don't need your kind of people. Amen. Flock them. Amen. But this tongue thing that your pastor uses, you block. There's no time to explain.
This Holy Ghost meeting that you used to block. No time to explain. Not that you know you are going with that. Block.
Now, are you sure this tongue is really blocked? Why did you block me? I'm saving my heart. You don't know. Let me tell you why.
After this meeting, I'm going to spend time with teacher there about tongues and interpretation after the meeting, before we get into GPL out. There's something in this meeting. A good friend of mine who spoke in tongues for years today woke up one morning and said, he doesn't think tongues is real. Ah! What do you think has caused that? You bent up. I said, I'm a fan. I will block you. You have. Well, I don't want to have conversation. Hey, don't go there.
Even the reason the Father was led to the Lord. No, 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 don't go there.
Let's talk about that thing in the body of Christ.
That one. Only. No, don't care, you know. Me. I've seen some of the Lord. What? Yes. Don't talk. Let's not go. There's no time to argue nonsense with anybody.
Yeah, you got. When I follow the leading of the Spirit, you won't find me again. Amen. Glory to God. So, they dishonored him. And what was the result of their dishonor to Jesus? They couldn't receive.
So when a man dishonored, walks in strife, envy and jealousy, he is the one who will not receive. Now the person who will receive it. Amen. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
But I want to see. It's very easy. Okay, you want now you. See, the problem is you. So you are the one I want.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So you must always watch your familiarity, or you always do a one on check. Learn to do that always. A one on check. Do a one on check. Do a one on check again. Especially people who you are close to.
Do a honor check on them again. With them again. Do a honor check with them. Hope I'm online. I hope I'm in line. Look at Samuel and Eli. You know the story. Eli was not a well-to-do father. Was not a good father. His children were spoiled.
Amen. But when Eli called, when Samuel heard the voice of the Lord, he ran to Eli.
He said, look at what he said to Eli. He called him master.
You see that?
He was in the household. He saw how the children were misbehaving. He must have seen how Eli's wife too, and the children were dishonoring the father. But yet, he didn't enter into that trap. So it's a choice to enter into the trap. It's a choice. So when was like, I don't know. So just, there is no excuse for this honor. Okay, let me. There is no excuse for this one. No!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Or is it between Saul and the Amalekite? No. David and the Amalekite.
Second Samuel. Second Samuel. Chapter 1. This Amalekite saw dead. He did not see Saul. He saw Saul dead. So they carried the bracelet, the crown, around to David. I said, David,
here is it.
And David asked him. He told David that he saw Saul. Saul was almost in ambush about to die. And he said, step on me and kill him. He said, and he did. He said, he carried the sword and then killed him. Because I know, master, that you will be king. And David, this is the same thing that told David that I'm an Amalekite. David asked him, who are you?
Yes, sir, I'm an Amalekite, the son of
how is it that you are not afraid? His question, who are you, was not, I don't know your history. You have already told me I'm Amalekite. So who are you? And then that you are not afraid. He said to him, that should be
2 Samuel 2, that should be verse 10. I mean, 2 Samuel 1, sorry. Okay. Verse 13 says, and David said unto the young man that told him, say, where art thou? And answered, I am the son of a stranger and an Amalekite. He has said that in verse 8 already. You see that? So he now said, verse 14, and David said to him, how was thou not afraid to stretch forth thy hand to destroy the Lord's anointed? See, you are not afraid. You are not afraid. So that means
the anointed saw in his word. He saw in what? In his word. Most porous state. Do you see that? Amen. In his most porous state. That's familiarity.
Hallelujah. In his most porous day. And what did he see? Did he see a man of faith? Not from that. He walked. Then he said that he killed him.
That was his faith. You can't kill him. That you open your mouth to say, kill it. Their blood is upon the head, for thy mouth has testified against thee. Think you can just talk. Amen. In 1 Samuel 24,
David had an opportunity to kill Saul. His men were there. He said, one of his men said, Master, permit me. One of his men said, permit me. Saul was sleeping. He was sleeping. His soldiers around him were sleeping. You know what an opportunity. This is the same man. That man, Saul came out to look for David to kill David. He came to kill David, and all of a sudden, when David's men saw him, he said, Master, today the Lord has delivered the enemy to your hand. He said, Father, please permit me. Just give me the opportunity. I won't strike him more than one. I will kill him one. What is David? He said, far be it from me that I will touch the Lord, will stretch forward my hand and do this evil against the Lord. Yet he knew that God's spirit was not with Saul. Did you know? He knew that Saul was disobedient to God's word. He knew. Amen. Amen. But yet, he still understood that it was God that had done it.
So no matter the speech, honor means I must see that person as God sees him forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Look at Noah and his children. Look at Noah and his children. The first that saw him naked
came and told the other two, and the other two went through the bag and covered their father's naked. That is honor.
Hallelujah. That's honor.
That's honor. You must let you see men as God sees them.
And how does God see them? In Romans chapter 12 verse 10. Romans 12 verse 10. Bible says we should, in honor, preferring. Romans 12, 10. In honor. 12, verse 10. Amen. Be kind and affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor, preferring one another. Amen. Honor. Honor means you give preference to people.
You give preference to the brother. Give preference to the sister. You don't say, hey, he's not in the big boy store. This can't be gross. In Christ, we are all the same. Hallelujah. Whether you are wearing perfume or perfume is wearing, we are all the same. Hallelujah. Whether you are wearing shoe or shoe is wearing, we are all the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are all in Christ. In the Holy Ghost, we sit on that pedestal.
And then we minister one to another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He must see men right. He must prepare for the meeting right. Stay on the edge.
Stay on the edge means before the meeting you are talking about the meeting. Saying to yourself, I will be blessed. I receive. Not once, so it must be a consistent problem. Hallelujah. I flow with revelation. I get into the depth. I get into the heart. I get into depth and depth and depth. I'm a blessing. I receive. I'm open to receive from everybody in that meeting. From everyone. Everything that also will receive, I will receive. As I get ready for you. Hallelujah. You put it in your words. I receive of God's power in the atmosphere. I plug into God's power in the atmosphere. Because I know God's power is going to be in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. God's power will be answered. The sick will be healed. The sick will be healed. Mighty flow of revelation. Mighty flow of God's power. Mighty flow of your power. Lord, I saw. I will see. I see of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
coming into the meeting, we know that we're receiving grace for the work, multiplicity, revival. Then you are saying, in my work, I receive revival. I receive multiplicity. My work will grow. Because of this unit, I receive all that there is to receive. All that there is to receive. All that there is to receive. And then you put it in your prayer. Hallelujah. You put it in your prayer. You are praying. Hallelujah. I receive all. I receive all. I come empty. I said this to them. Who did I say this to? Okay, during one of the prayer, I said, see, let me tell you. I'm going to borrow a word I used to you. How are you coming from it? Are you coming with a cup to take off? You come with a cup this year and come again next year to take off this. Or are you coming with a jerry can? Just come and carry for 2 months. The year will still end. So after, you know what I mean by 2 months? After 2 months, everything about the meeting forgotten. No more multiplicity. After the meeting, you just do shap. You were too eager and afterwards it ended. That is the same with Daniel. Some people will call it drum. I think it's the last thing in CRC. Just carry 2 drum. Just come with us. Or what is this? After the house, the fire was all over. Then after February 14th, the fire just went through. Yeah. Well, I'm still waiting for CRC. There will be CRC and I will be seen again. But you know, such kind of meeting. See, you understand that the blessing of God smells like come with service. I heard this from the demon of God. The man that when you meet up as a God, when you come to the grace of God, many times it will take you a lifetime to get there. Because you don't know when the service is going to come back. There are some meetings, because you meet it, you might not have that opportunity to receive those things like that. Sometimes it might be for them. Hallelujah. But the chef will show us how it was in the meeting. In a meeting that he got a word that was going to be, that was going to teach the gospel like never before. Look at the pastor who is teaching. Imagine he was not around for that. He left Lagos to Ibadan and passed to those schools. As he was at the front of those schools, no, but that was not. Yeah, that was awesome. So he never planned, he was just going from place to place, doing his attention. What a problem. Like a teaching ministry went from. That's it. Imagine he was not there. He would have missed that grace many times. There are meetings you might have just have said, I'll do it, I'll come next day. Sometimes there'll be a section of a meeting. You just miss. Sometimes you just came late. There was a time like that. Pastor said he traveled for I'm sharing a prayer with you. To Tulsa. That is to Rema. So he was there. When he was bodily tired. He said he was tired in his body. So he felt like, let me just go into the hotel room. Maybe I'll join up in the next session. You know, you can let me just, I'm still tired. I'll come for the next session. Let me say, let me go rest. But you know, some of us told him, you mean I flew all the way from Nigeria to do it before I enter the hotel. So as he was tired, he dragged himself into the meeting. As I was entering the meeting, the pastor I was preaching called for the pastor that is pastoring in Nigeria. The two people came up. He never saw. He doesn't know. He said, this pastor, your church is in Nigeria. Because he knew that he was the one. But he knew he was the one. Hallelujah. So that's the other guy. The guy is a Nigerian pastor. I mean, the Nigeria who is pastoring in the US. But everyone said that which one is for. He's a Nigerian that came there and he's a pastor. Hey, well, imagine he meets them. He said, no, I will do. Next session I will receive. How? Hallelujah. See, there's great intercession in the middle. In this meeting. There's great intercession. So that you don't necessarily need to be living hands on. No! Just being there. Just being there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meetings make us. Special meetings like this make us. Make us. Hallelujah. Special meetings. You don't miss out. You don't miss out. But I'm telling you, glory to God for yourself and them that you're bringing. Hallelujah. Don't miss out in any session.
Every session is as important as every session is. So don't miss it.
Hallelujah.
God's power will be available.
I believe that I know. Hallelujah.
You know, believer's convention is just few days.
Don't get carried away with
Watch your heart. Watch those things that bring this honor. Take it away.
Take it away. Hallelujah. You know, coming for meeting today, I heard that word. Cast away the bond woman. That's what I heard. Cast away the bond woman. Cast away the bond woman. And that is this honor. Hallelujah. That's the flesh. Cast it away. Cast it away. Hallelujah. I heard a flesh. I heard a flesh. Take it. Take this honor away. Take it away. Take it away. Take it away.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's enough it. That's enough it. Oh.